You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
I think the Illinois General Assembly should enact a law as quickly as possible calling for a special election to fill the Senate vacancy of Barack Obama. No appointment by this governor under these circumstances could produce a credible replacement.
Good morning. That's Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, the remaining senator in Illinois, reacting to the tremendous allegations and developments of yesterday as Governor Blagojevich is arrested and accused of corruption, including offering for sale the Senate seat of Barack Obama, which he has the right to actually appoint constitutionally under the Illinois Constitution. Joining us now is Ben Calhoun, political reporter for Chicago Public Radio and our friend contributor here at The Takeaway. Ben, thanks for joining us.
You know, thanks for having me.
In watching the news conference yesterday and the various reactions to what went on, I mean, if Al Capone had come back from the dead, it couldn't have been more shocking than these Blagojevich allegations. First of all, before we get to the reaction, what are the details that we know and how long was this coming?
This is part of a federal investigation that was nicknamed Operation Board Games, and it had been building for about 5 years. The circle had been closing in around the governor. There wasn't a lot of shock because of that. I think that the nature of the allegations, though, it's only a two-count indictment, but the sweeping array of behavior that's included in the criminal complaint, the supposed auctioning of the Senate seat, deals involving the Cubs, taking money back from a children's hospital. You know, it takes a lot to shock Illinoisans when it comes to corruption. But I talked to, the most veteran observers yesterday. People were using terms like unbelievable, beyond comprehension, stunning, speechless. You know, I think Patrick Fitzgerald, the U.S. attorney, is a very calm, cool, collected guy. He's not prone to hyperbole, but I think we've got a piece of tape here that sort of speaks to how taken aback everybody who was looking at these allegations yesterday was, and this is what he said.
But the most cynical behavior in all this, the most appalling, is the fact that Governor Blagojevich tried to sell the appointment to the Senate seat vacated by President-elect Obama. The conduct would make Lincoln roll over in his grave. The governor's own words describing the Senate seat, quote, "It's a bleeping valuable thing, you just don't give it away for nothing," close quote.
And Ben, well, we're bleeping glad to have you with us this morning. And, you know, the 76-page complaint tells this amazing story that we were sharing yesterday here in the Takeaway offices, that basically based on this long-term investigation, it became clear to Fitzgerald that they needed to bug his phones because he was going to do the same kind of shakedown on the Senate seat as he was doing on this Children's Hospital and the Tribune and the other things. It's an amazing sort of culmination.
Exactly. You know, if you go back to other cases that Patrick Fitzgerald has brought in press conferences, he'll often say, we bring these cases when they're ready. He made very clear yesterday, because the question for me and all my colleagues was, why do this now? You know, why is now the time to act? And he said, this was a crime spree on the verge of happening. He talked about the Senate appointment. He talked about millions of dollars in funding for Children's Memorial Hospital on Chicago's North Side that was being threatened with having money taken away.
$8 million.
Yeah, $8 million. There was pressure being put on the Chicago Tribune to get rid of members of its editorial board in order to grease the rails for their deal involving the Cubs and Wrigley Field. And he just said because all of these things were immediately impending, they felt like they had to act and blow this up right now.
Clearly, there was some urgency. Anytime federal officials are arresting someone on white-collar charges at 6 o'clock in the morning, you know something's up. But the depth of the greed is what seems to be so shocking. The systematic way with which the prosecutors are alleging the governor acted, and it clearly, Ben, brings into question so many decisions that the governor made while he was in office.
It does. What's really stunning is that a lot of the things that you'll see here, the quotes that prosecutors have in the criminal complaint from the governor, these all took place within the last 3 months. This is an investigation that has been inching its way towards the governor and has hit some of his close friends and advisors, probably most notably Tony Rezko, his friend and political fundraiser who came up during the presidential campaign. But it isn't as if he didn't know this was going on. At one point, prosecutors quote him in the criminal complaint as saying to an aide, "Do your business as if the whole world is listening." And he's saying this while he's bugged. I mean, people were listening and they were federal investigators, and it's detailed in the complaint. But the fact that he says the things that he said as recently as he said them are kind of beyond belief.
And he even said it publicly, that he didn't care if he was being recorded. That he didn't
he did,
have
just the other day.
Just
he said, "You want to record me? Go ahead."
Anything that he didn't have anything to hide.
Well, is it possible, Ben, that it's okay to talk about corrupt stuff if no money changes hands? I mean, Fitzgerald really, it seems like, has a lot of tapes of Blagojevich talking a lot of crazy stuff. But I'm wondering if that constitutes a felony, just the talking.
You mean just the conversations about it?
Right.
Well, he establishes, allegedly establishes, according to a lot of the quotes that we see, a quid pro quo, trying to get something, some kind of personal gain, whether contributions to his campaign fund or a job for him or his wife in exchange for political favors. And that was where Fitzgerald said it crosses the line from, you know, just your standard political horse trading to criminal behavior.
Is Blagojevich a beloved figure in Illinois in some sense? I mean, you've already got a governor in prison, Governor Ryan. I mean, he came in on an anti-corruption platform and really has taken the cake here.
He did. He ran on reform. He ran on reform in 2002. The thing that's really unbelievable, I have to say, about Blagojevich is just the way that he has reacted in the face of the investigation. There's this dissonance between his response and what's going on around him. He had a 13% approval rating, according to a recent poll. Another poll put it at 15%. So between the two, I guess we can average them to 14% approval rating. And that was before yesterday. He is by no means beloved. And
But having said all that, though, Ben, he still is the governor. And technically, he still has the ability to appoint someone to Barack Obama's Senate seat. What is being done to address that? Because clearly politicians in the state can't be pleased with that notion.
Yeah, he does. According to the Illinois Constitution, he is the sitting governor with all of the privileges and power that comes with that.
And an arrest doesn't take that away.
Nope, does not.
Wow. So he could call up his neighbor and make him senator. He could call you up. He can name himself senator.
I think that anybody who accepts an appointment from Governor Blagojevich is going to have a bit of a shadow hanging over them. But he could theoretically do that. And Illinois Senator Dick Durbin yesterday immediately put out the call that the state legislatures take that decision away from the governor, which has gone into the works. They're talking about a special session to put together some veto-proof majorities and, regardless of what the governor does in terms of vetoes, just take that decision out of his control.
And Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn is calling on Blagojevich to step down. Listen.
I recommend to the governor to realize what he really does know already, and that is he cannot carry out his responsibilities of office today, and he should, in my opinion, step aside.
What are the obstacles to Blagojevich stepping down, aside from his own personality, and what are the difficulties in assembling a special election that's going to be credible?
Well, we've got a chorus of by the end of yesterday afternoon, we had every single one of the state's constitutional officers, treasurer, secretary of state, comptroller, every single one of them was calling for his resignation. But I can't overstate the size of the obstacle that is Blagojevich's personality in this case. You know, his defiance in response to this federal investigation, even just the conversations that he's quoted in the criminal complaint as having, I think show a certain defiance and disconnect. A reporter in Springfield named Rich Miller recently described him as I asked him to describe the governor to people out of state, and he said, I don't know if I could. You know, some people describe him as crazy. I wouldn't go that far, but maybe that's the best description.
Well, the wheels are turning there in Illinois, but it sounds like Blagojevich still has some cards to play. We'll be watching today. Ben Calhoun, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Ben Calhoun is a political reporter for Chicago Public Radio and our friend.